Hey everybody, how's it going? I am your host Adrian, coming to you almost live from lovely Petaluma, California, here in Studio MC3 at QuickSurf Internet Studios. Linux News Log is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Do feel free to head on over to techpodcast.com and check out all the other technology-related shows over there as well. I'd like to encourage everybody to visit us online over at quicksurf.com. Please do subscribe to the show if you have not already done so. For those of you who have, thank you so much for subscribing. And with that, let's go ahead and get into the stories for this episode. Starting off over at zdnet.com, we have a couple of Linux security-related stories. I'm just going to talk about them back-to-back here. There's a Linux worm called Darlaws. It's targeting Intel architecture Linux servers to mine digital currency. It targets routers, set-top boxes, and PCs to mine for cryptocurrency. According to research from Symantec, a new Internet of Things worm has been discovered. It's dubbed Linux.Darlaws. The worm targets computers running Intel x86 architectures as well as devices running the ARM, MIPS, and PowerPC architectures, such as routers and set-top boxes. It's preloaded with usernames and passwords in order to crack into such systems. A new variation has been found, which continuously updates and is now making money through the mining of cryptocurrency. So this is bad, really bad. Basically, you know, you don't want to ever leave any of your Linux-based boxes with a default username and password. At a minimum, change the password. You know, there's a bunch of things you can do. This next story, you should also be up to date with the latest firmware that those devices support. From Ars Technica, in their risk assessment slash security and hacktivism section, 10,000 plus Linux servers have been hit by malware serving a tsunami of spam and exploits. Researchers are documenting an ongoing criminal operation infecting more than 10,000 Unix and Linux servers with malware that sends spam and redirects users to malicious web pages. Windigo, as the attack campaign has been dubbed, has been active since 2011 and has compromised systems belonging to the Linux Foundation's kernel.org and the developers of the cPanel web hosting control panel, according to a detailed report that has been published by researchers from antivirus provider ESET. So, really, really bad. Definitely make sure that you are up to date on all your stuff. You know, you never know what's going to happen. You know, always be running the latest. You know, try to stay up on your kernels and your security patches. Change your default passwords. Ideally, you don't want to have the same username password. At a minimum, change the password. Realistically, don't even have that username and password. Get something else in there that allows you to admin the box so that you can disable that default username if you can't delete it. From techcrunch.com, financial firms looking to Linux as Windows 7 and XP support dries up. In an unsurprising move, ATM operators, we all know the bank ATM machines out there, that you pull money out of with your bank card. Well, they and other financial organizations are beginning to look to Linux as a replacement for their outdated Windows XP installations. That these organizations are deciding to move from XP only now is a testament to the staying power of the OS and a certain conservatism in financial circles. Boy, ain't that the truth. Windows XP currently powers nearly 95% of ATMs around the world, wrote Computer World reporter Jaikumar Vyain. Sorry if I completely bossed your name there. The operating system, which Microsoft will stop supporting on April 8th, was a popular choice for embedded systems and ATMs for most of the decade, as countless references to the blue screen of death in odd places would suggest. So anyway, again, support is ending April 8th. You seriously, if you're still running Windows XP, you seriously, seriously need to be looking at your options at what you should be upgrading to, either a new version of Windows, if Windows is what works for you, or you should be looking at some Linux distributions or potentially buying a Mac. something of that nature. If you're in an embedded environment like this, your options are a lot more limited, but this is one of the reasons why these operators are looking at Linux, because it's customizable and really easy to make working in an embedded type scenario. I'm sure a lot of what those ATMs do is a little embedded x86 board that's running Windows with some custom interfaces. They could probably pretty easily swap that out for something like a Raspberry Pi or a Minnow board, which you see right back here in the background. Minnow board right there. They could probably pretty easily swap it out for something of that nature and be, up and running, at least with a prototype, within a month or two on an ATM. So should be pretty interesting to see, what happens as things move forward. From Lifehacker, Facebook has open sourced its hack programming language. This is actually new to me. I did not know Facebook had its own programming language called Hack. It's similar to PHP. It runs alongside PHP. Pretty interesting. Most of Facebook is now written in Hack. It's an internally developed language it introduced when existing methodologies proved too inflexible. Facebook has now open sourced Hack so that other developers can use it. They explain the need for Hack this way. Hack reconciles the fast development cycle of PHP with the discipline provided by static typing while adding many features commonly found in other modern programming languages. Hack code is designed to run in parallel with PHP, so you can gradually introduce Hack onto a site without having to recode everything. So, pretty cool. You can install it yourself if you want. It runs on a wide variety of Linux distributions. There's also a nifty tutorial on the website, so definitely check it out if you want to look at Hack. I will definitely be looking at this. I'm always interested in looking at new and interesting programming languages, and it's just one of those things. It's a sickness, I know. That's what happens when you're a computer developer. From Ars Technica, a new Linux version will reduce suspend and resume times. Linux 3.15, expected to be released mid-2014, will feature a large number of ACPI and power management updates. This is good. And allow Linux-based computers to suspend and resume faster. Visible to users with the Linux 3.15 kernel should be reduced time for system suspend and resuming, thanks to the enabling of more asynchronous threads. Pretty cool. Definitely give it a check out if you like to stay, up to date on your Linux kernels. From Muktware, Mozilla is updating Firefox beta for version 29. They're bringing a revamped Firefox sync. There's a whole slew of things that they are looking to redo. And for some reason, my page is not loading, and I have no idea why. This keeps happening to me. Anyway, definitely check it out if you're a Firefox user. It's one of those things that you definitely want to be looking at. That will do it for this edition of Linux News Log. As always, everything we've talked about is linked up in the show notes, which you can find online over at quicksurf.com. Please do subscribe to the show if you have not already done so. For those of you who have, thank you so much for subscribing. Please do send me an email, linux@quicksurf.com, if there's anything that you want to share with me, or if you have any feedback for the show. And with that, I will see all of you on the next episode. I'll see you then. Bye.